Randy mentioned earlier you guys hung a little bit in New York during the Heisman Trophy presentation. How well do you know this guy? Did you guys socialize a little bit?
Not much, you know what I'm saying? I just met him a couple of times, like you said, the Heisman, and a couple of times around the country. And but we didn't really spend a great amount of time around each other. Mm-hmm. A little bit in Hawaii at a Pro Bowl, but not a whole lot. But, you know, we got along, have a pretty good relationship, and that's pretty much about it.
He's been pretty chatty this week, hasn't he?
Yeah, I've seen everything.
You've been reading all his quotes?
I've read it. I mean, you can't help but read it. Everybody's shoving it in your face. You know what I'm saying? For you to read it. So I read all those different things, but that talk doesn't excite me. You know what I'm saying? Sunday will come, and then we'll just handle it there.
Now, even though the media is making it Charles Woodson versus Randy Moss, it's obviously the Raiders defense versus the Vikings offense. Mm-hmm. Spend a moment and talk about the other two guys you're going to have to match up with. First of all, Chris Carter. He's kind of like the Tim Brown of the Vikings, isn't mm-hmm. he? Wise old veteran who maybe has lost a little bit as far as speed goes, but able to find the openings in the defense.
Yeah, all these guys present something different. Jake Reed is a big physical guy who'll come off the line and grab you and push you out of the way and get into his route. Chris Carter is one of those guys who's going to give you a different look. He's going to come off the ball and hesitate and then give you a quick burst and get to the ball. But you look at Chris Carter, and he's always getting separation from the defensive back. So that's something we're going to have to be aware of and try to stay on him and not let him catch all those touchdowns that he used to catch.
Well, I know you haven't had a chance to see a whole lot of film. Everybody's only played one game so far. But they do have a new offensive coordinator, mm-hmm. Brian Billick a year ago, Ray Sherman this year. So it's hard to prepare for this team this year, isn't it?
No, it's not hard. We know what they're going to do. We got enough look at the film with last week, and we know what they're trying to do. And they're a big play offense. Right. They're trying to get the ball downfield to Randy and Chris Carter, and they're trying to stretch you out, like I said, and get the crowd into the game. So basically a big play offense. When they have to go to the running game and try to move the chains, different things like that, that's where it presents problem for the team. So
you've been talking about the Vikings offense here for the last 4 or 5 minutes. We've not even mentioned the league MVP last year, Randall Cunningham, who makes the mm-hmm. whole thing go. What makes him so perfectly suited to run this offense and to find these people, do you think, Charles?
Well, Randall is kind of like a Brett Favre, you know, so those guys can scramble and can move around in the pocket. They also can sit back there and read a defense and make a good throw. But when the pressure's on, when our defensive line is on those guys, they can both of those guys can scramble out of the pocket, give the receivers a little more time to get open, and then make a throw downfield. So that's something we're going to have to try to limit is Randall scrambling around, getting out of the pocket and making throws.
Well, we certainly wish you the best of luck today. We thank you for dropping by.
Thanks.
In all honesty, though, when you first saw the schedule come out, did you think Randy Moss, or did you just think, you know, it's just another game?
I looked at it because everybody's been looking for this, and I've been hearing it all year. Oh, when you going to play Randy? When you going to play Randy? So I looked at the schedule and seen him in the second game. So when people ask me that this last year, I could tell them, look, we got him the second game of the season, so just tune in.